Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I am Betsy McLaughlin, your host for this hour, and I am really honored to have with me today as our guest, Pam Hodling. Welcome, Pam.
Hi, Betsy, and hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having me on today.
It is my pleasure. And I also do have the pleasure of working quite closely with Pam. And so it's always fun when I know somebody and where we go with the show, it kind of has it's just so much fun. And what we're going to talk about today is conflict, which can be quite an interesting thing. And what do you do with conflict? And most of the time we try to figure out what's wrong, what's right, who's right, or how do I just like completely try to pretend like it's not happening, avoid it, you know, put up my, like run away from it. And so we're going to explore today, what if rather than fighting to be heard, fighting for your point of view, avoiding it, you know, putting your fingers in your ears going, there was actually something different that we could create. So a little bit about Pam. Pam is a businesswoman. She is a licensed clinical social worker, and she is also a certified facilitator with Access Consciousness. She currently lives in the United States in the state of New Mexico, and she has an amazing ability for conflict resolution, for handling people in all kinds of situations to create beyond conflict and into possibilities. And I love that. And the ability to facilitate for change and facilitate for something greater than people might be thinking about in that situation. And if you guys would like to find more information out about Pam, Pam, would you please share with everybody your website and how else they could reach you?
Absolutely. So my website is pamhotling.com, which I would say try to look in the notes to get how to spell it, but I will spell it. It's www.pamhoughteling.com. And you can find out all my stuff there.
Great. Thank you. And she is on Facebook as well, and also has a page on the Access Consciousness site. And she does have classes. I know she's got an online foundation class coming up, and she just did a class with the Earth. And would you tell people a little bit about that one?
Oh, sure. So Earth Talks. And basically, that's something you can sign up for on my website. When you get to the landing page, you just go sign up for it and you'll get the recording. But probably, I'd say, maybe not my first kind of experience facilitating about conflict, but definitely right up there was the Earth calls I used to do. I used to do them really regularly. And it was really helping people come out of conflict with like themselves in the earth or what people were choosing with regards to the earth and that fight, you know, place that we go to where there's something that we want to change and we think the only way to do it is to fight for it or fight against something. And basically facilitating people to know there's a different possibility that when you come out of that fight place, there's actually a lot of different ways you can engage with whatever's going on that creates something very different.
Well, that's really interesting. I mean, wouldn't it necessarily think that having a call about the earth would also include conflict? So let's start there since you brought it up and talk a little bit more about, you know, what is that? And just tell us a little bit more. I'm really curious.
Well, you know, if you think about it, most people have some very strong point of view about what's going on with the planet. Mm-hmm. Whether you're someone who thinks, you know, all the fracking they do to mine the earth is wrong, or the deforestation is wrong, or if you're somebody who's saying, hey, we need to progress, like we need to use these resources, like whatever your point of view is, people mostly are functioning from a very strong point of view about whatever is going on the planet. And as long as, you know, and we can expand this out. So as I'm talking, so whether it's a point of view about the planet or about your spouse or the place you work, maybe you're the boss and you have employees and a whole team that you're working with and things aren't going well, or maybe you're the employee who's like, oh my gosh, I can't stand to go into work. Like, you know, the way you said in the intro, we all have different areas where we're dreading it. We're, you know, kind of tightening up everything and getting ready to defend ourselves or that kind of thing. So it's that really fixed place that then you go to engage with somebody about whatever it is. And, you know, I'm just going to use work because that's what I deal with so much. Say I'm overseeing a whole team of people creating different projects and there's something that's not working. If I'm coming into, if I go in to try to do something with that, most people are coming from, I have to fix this. I have to solve this problem. I need to show my boss that I'm doing a good job. Like we're trying to address it in a way to make it go away or make it better, something like that. So there is no question in that. There's no what's possible here. Let me look at what is actually going on and use some tools that will help me, you know, to have multiple possibilities of how this could be handled or addressed or whatever. So you're like, okay, so what's conflict with the earth? Whatever the situation, it's the same thing. If I'm going in with this preconceived idea of what has to happen, I need to get everybody to work harder, or we got to get our productivity up, or, you know, you can see where, you know, that kind of energy. And I know everybody listening has had times where they've been in that situation, either on the receiving end of it, or somebody's coming at them with, you know, you have to fix this and you have to fix this now, or they're the one feeling the pressure to get something to be fixed or changed. So as I'm talking about that, you know, do you all feel like, hey, excited, want to engage in conversation about it? Let's see what we can come up with. Or do you want to go run away and hide or maybe fight me and that point of view that I have that it has to, you know, we got to fix this. So basically, and I take it from your laugh, maybe it's a little bit heavy there, Betsy.
Just a little.
Basically, what if the energy you choose to be as you go into that situation, whichever you know, side of it you're on. And notice I say side of it because, you know, when you have somebody with that very fixed place they're functioning from, there are sides. There's like, there's their point of view and there's somebody else's point of view and they're at odds. And most conflict resolution is like trying to get everybody to find that medium ground, right? Where they can, they still have their fixed points of view, but they're going to actually cooperate some. And so beyond conflict is something very, very different. And it's you and how you choose to be, the energy you choose to be, the coming off of a fixed point of view and into more question about whatever's going on, like that actually dissolves that, you know, one side or the other side. There is no sides. There's the space of getting to like actually look at what is possible here. What could we come up with that's different than what either of those points of view are? And what's really cool is you don't have to get everybody on the same page. It's not like if I'm willing to come in and be this space, I have to get everybody to choose it and then we can go somewhere else. Just one person choosing to function from a different space and a different possibility allows the whole dynamic to change. Even if you're in a room with 20 people, you know, it's like, again, many people listening to this have probably been in the situation of some kind of meeting, whether it's a meeting for your work or for your neighborhood or your religious organization, or, you know, we have, you know, all these social groups, all these different arenas in which we're coming together and people are looking at something they want to, you know, create together or make, you know, whatever it is. And it's just going around and around. And maybe the person leading the meeting isn't so great at leading meetings. And you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, if I could just get out of here, please. And basically, if you ask a question, and now what, I'm going to say, what's a question really? So a question is something that doesn't have a point of view attached. So if I say, oh my God, I can't believe we're just going around and around. Come on, guys, there's got to be something else we can do. That's not a question, right? That's I'm fed up and I'm putting that point of view on everybody else. But, you know, you can actually ask something. You can go like, oh, hey, you know, I'm just wondering, is there anything else possible here that we haven't thought of? Like, you know, maybe there's something so different than what we've been trying or coming at or talking about. And, you know, what do you guys get? You know, if we could really choose anything here, what would you like to create with this? Now, notice as I ask that, do you feel a little lighter, a little more expansive? Like maybe there is something else possible. That
well, it is.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that is a very expansive question, and in asking that, you could sense the even with either if you were thinking about a specific situation or really just kind of. You changed the energy of even what you were talking about just here, Pam, by those two questions. And a little earlier you had said, well, I get, you know, that I had giggled at something you said. You said, I get from your reaction that might have been heavy. So if for somebody listening who may, you know, that might not be a term that they're used to hearing, would you explain a little bit more about what that is?
Yes. So basically, for you as a being, what's true for you will, like your whole body and being will have more lightness, more space, more ease. And, you know, if I'm saying something that is not true for you, there's going to be like this more contracted, solid kind of sense to things. And it's a tool you can use. So we call it heavy and light. It's an access consciousness tool. And basically, you can ask yourself questions. You can ask yes or no questions and see, is it more expansive? Is it more contractive? As someone's talking about something, you can go, that doesn't seem really light to me. So I wonder, you know, and ask yourself some questions about it. So it's kind of a, not a measuring rod. Can't think of what it's called, but you know, it's a way of
a barometer, maybe
a barometer. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. A barometer. It's a way of like tapping into the energy of things and using that to make choices, to ask yourself questions and have greater awareness.
So. I love that. I love that. And right. So with the questions, when do you have an awareness that maybe some questions could be contributive to a situation?
I would say questions are always contributive to a situation. You know, but the one that I was, you know, talking about in that moment was, you know, like you're in a group and everything's stuck. You being that space and asking that kind of question, it doesn't have to be mm-hmm. those words, it can be any words, but the actual energy of question, it actually puts people into question. It shifts their energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it can change the, like, the tenor, the tone of an yep. entire meeting. So,
yeah. Yeah, and I've been in a lot of, you know, different meetings where we do start asking questions. You're like, you know, something's a little off here. And, you know, instead of trying to keep fitting the square peg in the round hole, or, you know, well, this is what I've decided it is, so this is what it's going to be, and there's nothing else. When you do start asking the questions and inviting other people for their awarenesses, their ideas, mm-hmm. their contribution, it really mm-hmm. does change. It changes the tone, and so many times you see something even greater than the initial idea is born because of the willingness for everybody to explore, ask questions, and then truly see, you know, tapping into everybody's collective brilliance, and what gets created there is usually far exceeds what you might have originally thought was going to be created.
And everything you just described, there's no fight. There's no mm-hmm. conflict. It's just possibility.
Oh, that's so true. Hang on, guys, for more brilliance in just a couple minutes. We're here for our first break. Thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance with Pam Hodeling as our guest today. Stay tuned.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part.
Because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, where we are talking about beyond conflict. What can you do that's different than maybe some of the things you might be choosing now? And I have as my guest today, Pam Hodling, and she has already given us some great suggestions and ideas about conflict resolution, or even it might not be where you're actually in a conflict, but you might have some strong points of view. And I know for me, Pam, when I'm in that place where somebody's saying something and maybe I don't agree with them, or I feel like I'm not being heard, what I used to do, and I still, you know, I play with these tools as you do all the time, every day. And when I find that I'm looking to either, you know, defend something or get my point across, one of the things I notice I do is I might not be completely present with what is being said because I'm up in my head, like trying to figure out what to say, how to counteract, you know, I'm not being heard or whatever it is that I might have that as my thought in the moment. And so if somebody else might have experienced that, what would you like to suggest that they could be choosing or playing with that is different from going to defend yourself?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so where I'm going to start is actually, you know, we tend to grow up feeling like or having the point of view that if we're not like, I'm standing up for myself, I need to fight for my point of view, that kind of thing, then we're going to get walked all over. So the first thing is to know that it's actually like the opposite of that. When you're in that, you know, fight place, like I have to stand up for, and I can just tell you, that is how I grew up. I was like very kind of meek and quiet and afraid of, you know, saying the wrong thing. And it was either that or all out, you know, I have to fight for myself. There was no in between. That's actually a huge limitation of me because I'm having to always be reacting either to what's going on or to what I think might go on. I did a lot of that. Like anticipating the fight that might come, you know, if my, you know, family member was blah, 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 or, you know, a lot of times I felt like I had to, you know, fight for myself to be okay in my workplace or, you know, whatever the situation. So the first thing is recognizing that's actually a limitation. When you choose to be the space of, you know, I will be present with whatever is, and I will let go of my fixed point of view and, you know, ask questions of myself, of everybody else. And there's, you know, there's other tools. We have so many tools we could go into, but basically I'm being a, I want to say like a force in the world, but it's not from a place of force. It's like, when you're being you and not all of this like stuff that we attach to ourselves with these, you know, my point of view is the right point of view and I have to stand up for it or whatever it is. There's like a potency to create change, to create, you know, something different than where things have been going. So that example that we talked about in the first part of the show of, you know, you're in a room with a bunch of people and the conversation's going nowhere. And, you know, and you so beautifully described like what you can change through the question Like that is not a doormat. That is not the energy of somebody who's going to get swatted aside, you know, because they're not being forceful enough. It has a strength and an ability to like not be ignored, but it's not coming from that forceful, I have to defend myself, I have to fight for myself place. So that's one thing, is if we can get away from that point of view that, you know, if I'm not struggling, it's not going to count and it's not going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually that, I want to say, relaxing into the potency you be, that is like no one can mess with it, frankly.
Well, and that was so beautifully described, Pam, and that was the, what I was getting to, is that there is a strength and a presence and a potency in that, where you are not doing that other stuff. And so when you are completely present and asking and being willing to ask questions, being willing to not know the answer ahead of time. And that's another question that I wanted to bring into this conversation, is what have you found for these situations when you allow yourself to not know what the answer is when you're asking the questions?
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, what's really good, you might be like, what is, when you ask the question, it's not to get an answer either. So it's when you ask a question, it truly is a question, that energy of possibility, not, you know, what's wrong with me is I've already judged I'm wrong and I put a question mark on it. So, but it's not just that you're going into the situation with no preconceived idea of where it's going to go, but you're actually asking questions to have awareness. Like if I, if I ask, okay, Betsy, you know, what else is possible for us with this radio show? Is there something we haven't even begun to talk about that would be a contribution? Like right there, there's an energy that is possible for us to choose that kind of wasn't there before I asked the question. And there's an awareness, like I can't tell you now, oh, that means we're going to go here, 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 and here. But there's an awareness of, yeah, there is something here that I would like us to get to if it's possible. So, you know, and that's just a little example. But it's, yeah, so you're not asking questions from getting the answer. Because the really this being that we're talking about, that when you're functioning from being you without all these points of view, there is no, this is the answer. Every moment is the possibility of something new and different. And what this makes me think of is, so, I'll, you know, some of the work that I do for the company we both work with is complaints. It's like, you know, if a facilitator is doing something or a client or whatever, you know, I'm the one who calls and talks to them about what's going on. And it's basically like I'm never talking to someone from trying to figure out what happened. It's looking, because I can't know, you know, I'm not going to go investigate and find out this is exactly what occurred. It's more like there's something going on, or this wouldn't be coming up. That something's coming up, and that to the point where people contacted us and the complaints department. And so there's something there, but what I'm actually looking to do is empower the facilitator to be an even better facilitator, empower, you know, or if it's a client, or like basically whoever is involved, how can me interacting with them create something greater than if I haven't interacted with them? And that's a very different energy than I need to find out who did what, know who's right and who's wrong and
right.
solve the problem.
Right.
So I'd say that's another piece of this is what's your target? You know, if say I'm the boss of an organization, you know, if my target is to make everybody behave right, that's like, if I say that, we'll do the heavy and light thing. That's not very right. If my target is to have, you know, a workplace that's enjoyable to be in, that people want to create and that creates a difference in the world and some revenue streams, you know, like, as I say that, is that much lighter?
Oh, like absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to handle, quote, I'm putting quote marks on it. I'm going to handle conflict or complaints or whatever in a very different way.
Mm-hmm.
If my target is to create a greater future for my company, for my employees, for me, that's another piece of it that we can talk about is, you know, so often when people are finding themselves in that conflict space, there's a winner and a loser. Like either I'm going to get my way or you're going to get your way. And if I don't get my way, then I've lost and you've won. What I just described with a company, it's actually, you know, we call it benevolent capitalism, where you're running your company and creating your company from creating greater for everyone involved. So for your clients or customers, for the people who work with you, and notice I even say the people who work with you, not the people who work for you. It's all slight differences in energy of where you're functioning from in creating your business that is either, you know, creating in a way that, you know, enhances the environment, enhances everybody's life and living and the world, or, you can also be like functioning from, hey, I'm looking out for number one. I need to get my way, and my way is the right way. And, you know, these people working for me aren't working hard enough. And, you know, like, which place would you rather work with?
No, that's so true. You know, and when you did the one thing and then you did the other, there was such a difference in one was an invitation and one was, you know, this is the way it is and you don't have a choice kind of energy. Yeah. And it's like, oh, gosh, you know, which place would I enjoy contributing to or being part of, whether it's, you know, a place of employment or, as you mentioned earlier, there's so many different things where you are in with a bunch of people. You know, it could be a neighborhood thing. It could be a homeowners association. It could be, you know, a church or a synagogue or, you know, 100 other possibilities where, you know, when there's a group of people together, there's going to be, if there's 20 people, there's going to be 20 different points of views and opinions.
Right.
So navigating all of this and some of the things that you have shared are such a gift. And when people, if they're not as familiar with these questions, and you're in a situation where it might be the first time somebody has heard these questions, even if it's the first time, people will stop and they kind of look at you and you go, oh, and it gets them, you know, kind of really out of, again, going to proving themselves right, proving themselves wrong, and actually being willing to look at other possibilities, other scenarios, other suggestions. And so, Pam, with that, what if you are in a situation where somebody is like, they're digging their heels in and they absolutely are not going to change their point of view? What do you do with that, if you've already done the suggestions that you've talked about so far?
Right. So the first thing is there's four questions that you can use for yourself. And you can use this with other people as well. But like what I do when I find myself in that, you know, kind of like, ooh, okay, so where are we going here? And it's, what is this? What can I do with it? can it change? And if so, how do I change it? And you might notice that just me asking those, did that create a little more space, a little more ease, you know, a little more something? And so I'll ask myself those questions to then have some space from which to ask something else or to use a different tool. So, and I'll tell you about, I know we're going to have a break soon, but I'll just tell you, like one time, like the first time my husband and I ever like really had a very differing point of view about something. And we were both kind of like shot like, whoa, okay. After, you know, I don't know how many years of marriage at that point, 10 years of marriage, we were just like, wow, we really look at this differently. And, but there was no ease with it. It was like, we were both arguing our side. And I just asked myself those four questions. And then it like created a little space and something popped into my head to ask him. And I can't even remember, you know, what the issue was or anything, but I asked him.
Right.
And it was like a 180, like just all the fight left for both of us. And we were like, oh, let's just disagree about, we just disagree about this and that's okay. And like, whatever it was that needed to happen, we were able to choose and go forward. But it was me coming off of that, hey, I have a point of view here. I think you're wrong, and just choosing to be a different space. And I realized I love that, you know, still, it's still that question thing, but it's that knowing that you shifting the space you're being can shift the whole situation. And that's just one way. And we can talk, I know we're going to have a break sometime soon. So we can talk about more ways of shifting the energy of whatever it is that's going on, because we've talked a lot about question, but there's other ways
too. Love that. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for questions. She left us with a teaser as we go to our next break here, guys. Stay tuned.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You all are tuned in to Imperfect Brilliance. I am your host, Betsy McLaughlin. And if you're looking for more information from me, my website is www.creatingyumminess.com. And I have with me today, my guest is Pam Hodling. And Pam, you left us with a little bit of a cliffhanger right as we were going to break. You've got other juicy nuggets on this beyond conflict conversation that we're having today.
Yes. So we were talking about like shifting the energy when you're in one of those situations where it does feel like conflict and you're having to like defend or fight or whatever. So like one of the tools, and all these tools I'm talking about are from Access Consciousness. One of the tools I really like is interesting point of view. And it's the idea that every point of view is just an interesting point of view. So what does that mean? Well, you know, Betsy, if you think, you know, the best color is orange and I think the best color is green, you know, is it real and true that orange or green are the best color, or is that just a point of view? It's just an interesting point of view. And so, you know, now it's easy to see with colors. It's a little harder to see when, you know, your spouse thinks the money should be spent this way and you think the money should be spent that way, or one of you thinks you should spend the money and one thinks you shouldn't spend the money. But you can use this as a tool. It's just like, oh, interesting point of view. They have that point of view. You know, interesting point of view that my husband thinks that we should save all the money and not spend any right now. Interesting point of view that I think we should spend it. Like whatever the points of view are, if you actually go, interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Or interesting point of view, I have this point of view about them, like, you know, about my husband. It actually shifts the energy. And you can just say it to yourself several times. And, you know, like right now, if everybody just think of something that you have a pretty strong point of view about. And then, okay, interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Is it getting any lighter? A lot of times it can really just help, again, shift the energy and the space you're being. And then, like right now, from having done that interesting point of view just a few times, does it seem kind of hard to actually go fight with somebody? Like, what? What were we fighting about? And again, not from a pushover place, not meaning, okay, now I'm a doormat and they'll get their way. But it's like you can actually perceive that there could be a way that contributes to both of you rather than one wins and one loses. Another one I really like is, who does this belong to? And that's the idea that a lot of what you're aware of, you know, you actually take on as yours. And the way I like to describe this is, if you walk by a woman who's 8 months pregnant, you know she's pregnant, but you don't get pregnant, right? You just know she's pregnant. Now, say you walk by somebody and they're having a really bad day and they're judging themselves or they're mad at somebody or whatever, you actually know that too. Just the same way you know somebody you walked by was pregnant, you can know that somebody's having a bad day, but what we tend to do is not know they're having a bad day. We're suddenly feeling like we're having a bad day. It's like the emotions, the thoughts, the, you know, feelings, like, it's all energy. You know, quantum physics tells us everything's energy. So it's like a vibrational energy that you're aware of, but you don't go, oh, hey, what am I aware of? You go, I'm having a crappy day. So another way I like to describe this is, have you ever been in a great mood and you either like walked into work or you walked into your house and the moment you entered the door, you knew something was off.
Yep.
People were upset. There's a lot of stress going on or whatever.
You're like,
right?
What's
there's nothing. And you don't, you know, you haven't even seen anybody. You just know. right? So that's what I'm talking about. We're aware and we know, we have this awareness of the energies around us. But a lot of times it's not ours. We're, you know, we're aware of the pregnant woman, but we're not pregnant. So mm-hmm. what you can do is ask, who does this belong to? And if it lightens up at all, when you ask, who does this belong to, at least part of whatever it is that's going on isn't yours. So say you are in that kind of, you know, arguing, conflicty kind of situation, just asking, okay, whatever this is I have up, who does this belong to? Because you could, it could be that you don't really have a strong point of view, but you're very aware of the other person's very strong, that energy of the very strong point of view, and thinking it's yours. Mm-hmm. So that's another way of shifting the energy, is asking, who does this belong to?
And these then, are great examples, Pam. Thank you so much. And with that, the, you know, the, and you, we've talked a lot about energy on this call. And, you know, as a reminder, it is, and as Pam said, just the example she just gave, you know, energy is our first language. And it's just like, we can't, we don't know what a baby's saying, right? But we know what they want, right? And so if you are willing to actually explore this and know that you guys, we know so much more than we realize we know from the energy of any situation. And my son is a great example. He'll send me a text. I didn't even talk to him, and I can tell from the text what, you know, if he's upset about something, if he's happy, if he's just busy, you know. And it's so, would you all be willing to tap into your, you know, what you know about everything we've talked about and more, and explore all of this?
Yeah, and well, I love what you just said about the text, because, like, you know, I know for me, there's times my kids are calling me and I'm ignoring it. It's like, I can't talk to them right now. I'm in the midst of something else. And then there's that time, like, there's nothing different. Your ringtone's the same, but right. you know you need to answer that phone right now. And you do, yep. and they really needed you. And, yep. you know, so, like, so yeah, we do know these things. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's, you know, we're talking about the energy of things, like, all the things that you've been trying to change and you haven't been able to change, you know, so often it's the points of view that we have holding things in place, you know, and that we're not working with the energy of it. If you're willing to be aware of the energy of it, of where you're coming from, you know, and what constricts and makes things mm-hmm. more solid and what makes mm-hmm. things more expansive, like, that's a huge tool for creating change. You know, okay, so get that energy that we've been dancing with a little bit of, mm-hmm. you know, where mm-hmm. you're being more expansive, more in question, not, you know, interesting point of view. Like, from that space, is there anything that's that hard to handle? Or are you much more capable of whatever comes your way, being able to engage with it in a way yeah. that creates something you'd like to create? I mean, so often, especially, you know, like right now, a lot of people feel very at the mercy of, like, we're at the effect of everything going on around us. When you're choosing this space of question, of interesting point of view, of who does this belong to, not making everything so significant, and I'm sorry, I just threw that one in there. I'll get to that a little bit more. But when from that space, like, you can think of, okay, so what is another revenue stream I could come up with? You know, yep, the thing I was doing is kind of disappearing in the world. You can go into that, now I have to fight for, you know, my job, or I have to fight for, like, whatever it is. Or you can use these tools and go into that space of question and possibility, and you come up with ideas you never would have thought of before. You have ways of talking to people that create something working well rather than something that's stuck. Like, it's it's a power and a potency that you have when you be that space rather than all the points of view and conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked about significance. So that's another thing that really contributes to conflict, is when you make everything so vital and important and significant. Now you might be like, hey, wait a second, if I'm about to lose my job, how is that not significant? But there's what is going on, and then there's all these layers of points of view and conclusion and significance, and that you pile on top of it, that then makes it really hard to function. So if I allow myself to have it not be so significant, it's not that I'm not going to try to choose and create and change to have a job and to have what I'd like to have going on, but I'm more effective at actually doing that than when I'm adding on all that stuff onto everything. I don't know if that made sense, but that's how it came out of my mouth in the moment.
It did. And, it all ties in so well with the conversation for today. And, really, if we can weave all of these things in our lives, not just in work, but really in every facet of our life.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing with these questions and these tools for about 8 years now, and they, to say that it's completely changed my life is an understatement. And it really is such a beautiful gift. And I'm curious, Pam, how long have you practiced and played with these things and many other things that in your life?
Well, I'd say I think it's about 12 years. That I've been doing this. So, and I would say even before I got introduced to the actual tools of access consciousness, there was a lot of this that was permeating how I was in the world. And one thing I'd like to say though is we're talking about conflicts with other people, but this all works with the conflicts you have with yourself.
Wait, what?
So, yeah. So, say I'm judging myself about, I'm out of shape and I should be exercising more and I should eat differently and blah, 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 right? That's conflict with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, we always think about conflict as being with somebody else, but when you're judging yourself, you're limiting yourself. In the same way that we talked about, if I'm going to that fight place with somebody else, when I'm that fight place with myself, the only person I'm limiting is me. And everything we've been talking about, going into question, interesting point of view, I have this point of view, who does this belong to? All of that can allow me to be a space of ease and possibility with myself, with my body, with my life. It doesn't have to just be about a person. We started out, you were like, what does conflict have to do with the earth? You can, like anything, you can be in conflict with your house. My house has some interesting plumbing issues, and I know you've had some too this year.
Yeah.
And if you're going into that freak out, oh my gosh, can't believe this is happening. How am I going to pay for this? Mm-hmm. Not again, like all those kinds of things that we do, these tools are going to work magic on that as well and allow you to come out of that space of conflict and into what is actually possible here with my house that, and you find the people to work on it more easily and you find the money to pay for it more easily and you're not suffering so much with it.
That is so, so true. And so if you would like to maybe change anything where you have been suffering, where it's been difficult, where you feel like you can't change anything, would you guys be willing to play with some of these questions and see what questions you might
also come up with that could contribute to anything going on with your life. And I'm so grateful that you brought in that piece about using these things for yourself as well as with others in any situation. And I definitely use them for myself all the time, and can change things either quickly or sometimes it takes a while, depending on how set I am on, you know, digging my own heels in and whatever the situation is, until I'm willing to see, hey, what am I doing here? What am I choosing? And then would I like to change it? And if the answer is yes, okay. And we have all these great tools, and thank you, Pam, so much for being with me today. And
thank you, Betsy.
This was awesome. All right, you guys, have fun singing, and feel free to reach out to Pam or myself. Let us know if any of these things were contribution or if you have questions. We're here to contribute. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a wonderful week. Bye, Pam.
Bye.